Today's sermon topic is about pride.
今天我证道的主题是有关于骄傲。
Some would say that pride is the original sin.
有些人会讲，骄傲是一种原罪。
In the Garden of Eden, there were many fruits that were a delight to the eyes and delicious to eat.
在伊甸园里有许多果子赏心悦目，味道也很鲜美。
But the serpent knew exactly what would tempt Adam and Eve to disobey God.
但是这个蛇清楚地知道怎么样才能引诱亚当和夏娃使他们违背上帝。
God explicitly told Adam not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神特别的明确地告诉了亚当不要吃那个善恶树上的果子。
In Genesis chapter 3 it says, But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
创世纪的三章里边说的非常明确，这里边讲蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
The serpent was very sneaky. It was implying that God was holding back something from Adam and Eve.
蛇是非常狡猾的，它暗示神可能在阻拦亚当和夏娃。
And so now, if you want to be like God, all you have to do is to eat that fruit.
如果你真的想如神一样，你就吃那个果子就好了。
It was appealing to the pride of Adam and Eve.
那这对这个也具有骄傲的亚当和夏娃是蛮有吸引力的。
Adam and Eve didn't want to be somehow less than God.
亚当和夏娃他们不愿意在某种程度上在地位上低于上帝。
So in their pride, they committed the first sinful act.And brought sin into humanity.
所以在他们骄傲之中，他们就犯下第一个罪，并把罪恶带入了人间。
Now Satan himself became a fallen angel also because of pride.
撒旦他自己也是因为骄傲才成为一个堕落的天使。
In Isaiah 14 it says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn." How you are cut down to the ground, you who lay the nations low.
在以赛亚书当中十四章的十二节这样的话：明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上
？You said in your heart, "I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high."I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，向北方的极星。
I would ascend above the heights of the clouds. I would make myself like the Most High.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
I will make myself like the Most High. That sounded just like Genesis that we just read.
我要与至上者同等，这听起来就是与刚才我们读到创世纪的经文，何等的相似啊。
When it says that I'm going to make myself like God, it's not talking about imitating God out of our worship and admiration for God.
提到的，你们可能能够像神一样。他们并不是要对神产生的一个敬拜和仰慕，因而来效法神。
But instead, it was out of pride and attempts to put ourselves at the same level as God.
而是完全出于骄傲，把我们置放在与神同等的那个位置上。
It is also pride which caused Cain to commit the first murder in human history.
也同样的就是这个骄傲使得该隐犯下了人类的第一个谋杀罪。
When Cain found out that God looked upon his brother's offering with favor, but not on his own offering,
当这个该隐发现上帝喜悦他的兄弟献上来的祭物，那没有看中他带到神面前的祭物的时候，
he was very angry.
他就特别的生气。
Now God asked Cain why he was angry.
那神就问了，你为什么生气呢？
Now, there's always a reason when God asks us a question.
当神问我们的问题的时候，那总是他有一个原因的。
Because God knows everything, he knows the answer already.
他什么都知道，所以他已经知道那个答案了，当他问我们的时候。
He wanted Cain to think about the reason why he was angry.
他实际上是想要这个该隐要能够知道为什么神他自己为什么生气。
If Cain had carefully considered God's question, he would have realized that his anger stemmed from his own jealousy.
那如果这个该隐仔细的思想一下神问的这个问题，那他就会知道他的愤怒是源于他的嫉妒。
And his jealousy in turn came out as a fruit of his pride.
那么他的嫉妒实际上是他骄傲里边的一个果子。
Unfortunately, Cain did not act on God's reminder.
但是可惜的是他并没有依照神的提示来行为。
He continued to let his pride, his jealousy, and his anger fester in his heart.
他继续的让自己的骄傲，他自己的嫉妒，还有生出来的愤怒在他的心中。这样的满眼硬。
Eventually, that led him to murder his own brother and committing the first murder in human history.
最终这就导致了他杀害谋杀了他的兄弟，然后那也成了人类历史上的第一个谋杀案。
Pride is also sneaky because it blinds us.
这个骄傲是总是在偷偷摸摸的进行当中，它是蒙蔽我们的。
When we are inflicted with it,We may not even realize because of our own pride.
我们自己如果落入在骄傲当中，我们通常都是没有意识到。那我们没有意识到我们自己骄傲的原因，正是由于我们就是骄傲的人。
Proud people don't think that they're proud. They even think that maybe they're okay, or even they think they're humble.
那自傲的人根本不觉得自己是骄傲的人。他们甚至认为自己很好，还是相当谦虚的人了。
If everyone has an accurate assessment of themselves, you would think that maybe a third of us would think that we are average, a third of us would think that we're below average, and a third of us would think that we're above average.
你想象一下，如果每个人对自己有一个准确、相当准确的评估的话，可能呢，有三分之一的人认为自己呢是在平均人的平均之下。那么还有三分之一呢是在大多数人的之上，那也有三分之一呢会认为我就是平平常常的普通人。
I look up a recent survey, 55% of people think that they are here. 34% people think that they're here, and only 4% of people think that they are here.
我去看了一下最近的一项这个调查，所以高达大约65%的人，你看着这个对你们最右侧的是他们认为这些人比他自己比别人聪明的，那么只有呢4%的人我说错了，就是55%的美国人认为他们比别人都高级一点，聪明一点，然后34%的人在中间认为自己平均的，然后只有4%的人有这样的自知之明，说明自己在普通人之下。
So those are the 4% are truly humble.
只有这剩余的这个4%才认定。自己是谦卑的那种。
So just to make sure, I look up another survey, and this time actually there's 65% of people who think that they're here.
那为了确保我所得到的资讯更为准确一点，我又看了另外一项调查， 那么这个高端的是居然有 65% 的人认定自己是高于普通人的水准。
So with either survey, I think the conclusion is that it's mathematically impossible, and there are lots of people who think they're smarter than others when in fact they're not.
所以你从这个调查来看的话，我们从数学的角度没有办法精准的能够确认。我们人对自己的评估。
Another interesting observation from both of these surveys is that men are more likely than women to say that they are very, very intelligent.
那我们可以从中得出一个有趣的一个观察，那个男性啊，特别是容易高估自己的超出常人的水平，这种现象是多于在女性当中发生的。
24% of men think that they are really right here.
所以在最右侧觉得自己高人一等的男性有多少呢？24%。
So sisters, please don't go home tonight and tell your husband, I told you you're not that smart.
所以我们做姐妹的不要今天晚上回家告诉你的配偶说，你看我都已经跟你说过了，你没那么聪明吧。
Now, if you're still not convinced that pride is an issue in our lives, Jonathan Edwards, a famous 18th century theologian, he wrote an article called Undetected Spiritual Pride.
如果你还没有相信啊，这个骄傲是我们生活当中的一个问题，那么18世纪的有一位神学家就叫做乔纳森·爱德华斯。他写了一篇文章，就是这个文章的名就是叫做未被发现的属灵骄傲。
In that article, he talked about 7 ways that pride can manifest in our lives.
那篇文章呢，他就写到这个人的骄傲有7个表现的一个方式。
For me, it's a great reminder that pride does not manifest in a single way.
所以对我们来讲，这个骄傲并不是用单一的表现形式来显明的。
Number one, he says that a proud person likes to find fault in others.
那首先呢，就是，骄傲的人呢是最能够挑剔的。
Edwards contrasts between a spiritual proud person and a humble person.
他在这个属灵上骄傲的人和谦虚的人，他做了一个对比。
The former person sees fault in others.
前者呢就看着别人有毛病。
While the other sees so much fault in himself that he doesn't really have the time or energy to find fault with other people.
那后者呢，就是因为他心中的这个自己发现的过错太多了。所以干脆就没有时间和精力去敲别人的刺儿。
It is exactly the condition that Jesus pointed out in Matthew chapter 7.
这个实际上是我们可以看到在马太福音7章，那我们主耶稣他指出来的问题。
Jesus said there, Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? So, or how can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye,When there is a log in your own eye.
就在马太福音7章3到4节里边，主有这样的话：为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去去掉你眼中的刺呢？
You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Now, the second thing that Edward said is that a proud person is unforgiving.
第二个方面的行为，这个爱德华兹所指出来的，就是这种骄傲的人呢，他服侍的时候，他里边的灵是非常严厉的。
And frequently, we criticize what we see in others in the harshest language.
我们通常呢，这种人通常都会，对别人非常严厉的。
It could be the other person's opinion that we're criticizing, or the way they conduct themselves, or even whatever they don't even say.
也可能是对于对方所持的观点，他们显明的一个行为，或者是呢，甚至到了什么程度，他们不说话也不对劲了，他们的沉默也是挑剔的一个理由。
These harsh words are often directed not at wicked people.
这些相当严厉的词句通常不是指向针对一个恶邪恶的人。
But actually at oftentimes at other Christians or even to ministers of the gospel.
你通常却是指向的是谁呢？指向我们的肢体，或是指向传道人。
And then thirdly, a proud person likes to pretend.
那第三个方面呢，就是骄傲的人容易装假。
Spiritual pride causes people to act different in different in external appearances in the way they talk or in their own behavior.
这个灵里边骄傲的人就特别会在外表啊、行为啊。说话的方式啊，有这个不同的这样一个表现。
There is an outside me, and then there is an inside me, and they are different.
你们看一个外壳外在的一个自我，还有一个里边的一个自我。
And it's interesting to see what Edwards described of a humble person.
那我们看一下，就是爱德华兹有关谦逊的人一个描述。
He didn't say a humble person never changes.
这是很有趣，他没有说一个谦逊的人他永远没有改变。
Instead, he says that a humble person decides to become all things to all men, to yield to others, and to conform to them, and please them in all but sin.
他是说呢，一个谦卑的人呢，他是总是渴望在所有的事情上，就迎合，其他的人。然后呢，让步，向其他的人都让步，也顺从这些人。除了在犯罪的事情上，这些人宁愿在一切的事情上取悦于人。
And then the next one he talks about is a pride person gets offended easily.
那下一个呢，他谈到的这个行为，就是骄傲的人特别容易生气。
And he's so thin-skinned that he really notices the opposition and injuries he received from other people.
那这种人呢，特点是脸皮特别薄啊。他这个属灵的骄傲呢，叫这些人呢注意到，如果我们遇到了个抵挡，或者是反对，或者一点点的伤害啊，我们就被冒犯。
And not only that, they often talk about this opposition and injuries and how much that hurt them or annoyed them.
那不仅如此，这种人呢，还是常常反复的要谈论他们所受到的这些敌对啊，这些伤害啊，好像这些经历给他们带来的特别当多的那一个烦恼。
And their hearts will be filled with bitterness or contempt.
他们心里边真的是满了苦毒，还有轻视人的。
But on the other hand, a humble Christian is more like Jesus when they are rejected by others.
另外一个方面呢，谦卑的人非常像我们的主耶稣，所以他们受到辱骂的时候，那他们安静也不开口。
They are quiet and not opening his mouth, and they are committing himself in silence to God.
他们只是默默地把自己的生命交托给神。
Because he knows that God will judge righteously.
因为这些人知道公义的上帝绝对会公义的判断。
Now, another characteristic of a proud person is that he has this self-confident boldness before God and men.
那另外一种表现形式呢，就是这种人，骄傲的人在神的面前，还有在人的面前非常傲慢。
Now, Edwards is not telling us,to be unsure of where we stand before God, or we should be lacking conviction in front of others.
爱德华兹并不是跟我们说，我们不应该确定的心，来到上帝的面前。那也不是我们站在人群当中， 我们显得有缺乏信心。
He is more talking about people who think that they're always right and also become dismissive for others.
他更多的是论到那些总是认为自己都是对的人，然后对别人呢总是不屑一顾。
Now the Bible teaches us that we need to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
圣经却教导我们，我们要存畏惧的心侍奉主，然后要侍奉
And First Peter told us that how we should be dealing with non-Christians is that we are always prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks us for a reason for the hope that is in us, but yet do it with gentleness and with respect.
我们一边存战兢的心，战兢而快乐。即使我们面对非信徒的时候，那当他们问到我们的信仰和我们的信心的时候，我们可以用彼得前书里边的教导来回答他们。这是记录在彼得前书三章十五节，那是这样说：只要心里尊主耶稣尊基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
A sixth characteristic for a proud person is that he is hungry for attention.
那第六个表现的形式，这个骄傲的人他们是以自我为中心的。
Proud people often tend to act in a way as though others should take great notice of them and regard of them.
他们的表现很特别，就是要别人来对他们这个关注特别要关注这些人，也要尊重这些人，这是他们的关注。
If people don't give him that, then he's going to have a bad opinion of those people.
如果他们这些骄傲的人得不到这种从别人身上的满足的话，那么他们就不喜爱这些人了。
A humble Christian thinks that he needs help from everybody, whereas who is proud thinks that everybody needs his help.
谦逊的这样的基督徒他里边就是他知道他实际上需要每个人的帮助。
And the last characteristics,
可是骄傲的人呢却是以为自己要帮助别人，也是所有的人都需要他的帮助。
And then the last characteristic for a proud person is that he shows little care to the people around them.
最后的一个特征就是他们最容易，这是骄傲的人容易忽视别人。
A spiritual proud person causes people to assume that they are the center of the universe.
这个灵里的属灵的骄傲使得人成为一个什么？他们自认为自己就是整个宇宙的中心了。
And so they treat other people with neglect.
他们对周围的人持漠不关心的一个态度。
Do we disengage from other people because we think that they are unteachable and stupid?
我们如果以为这些人，我们会疏远他们吗？他们没有受教的心，受教的耳，我们可以忽视这些人吗？
Now, Jesus did not. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Shim talked to us about Jesus crossing the Sea of Galilee during a storm to save a demon-possessed person after a long day.
我们的主耶稣可是没有大概两周以前来到我们中间的沈牧师不是讲了那一段我们主他自己穿过暴风雨来到加利利的海上来帮助拯救。
And then last week, Pastor Shim preached from Isaiah 54 about enlarging our tent and stretch out our curtains.
那前一周沈牧师不是也给我们宣讲了以赛亚书54章那几节经文吗？就是要论到是关于要扩大我们的帐幕，要张大我们居所的幔子吗
？A proud person neglects others, but a humble person focuses on others.
骄傲的人呢，他们最容易忽视的是别人，谦卑的人却关注其他人。
Now in Luke.18, in the first few verses, Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer through the parable of the insistent widow.
在路加福音十八章的第一部分那一节经文当中，一到八节的经文当中，耶稣呢用了这一个比喻，就是持续的坚持不懈的祷告的那个求告的那个寡妇，来教导他的门徒有关祷告的生活。
And then in the verses that we read today, Jesus was still talking about prayer, but he was no longer talking to his disciples.
那今天我们所宣读的经文，实际上已经不是在谈论这个寡妇了，但是他的主题还是祷告。
Instead, he was telling his parable to those people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous.
他在这个比喻当中是讲的这些相信自己为义的人，然后这种人也是藐视别人的这类的。
In Luke 18:9-14, Jesus contrasted these two individuals. One of them is a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector.
在路加福音十八章九节到十四节这一段经文当中，他也提出来两个人做了一个对比，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
The Pharisee was a respected religious leader, and the tax collector was despised.Because they work for the Roman occupiers.
法利赛人当然是受人尊敬的这样一位宗教的领袖。可是税吏呢，他是为罗马政权而奔走赚利的，所以被人鄙视。
And the tax collectors at that time acted corruptly to oppress the Jewish people.
那税吏，那当时的税吏是何等的这个腐败。他们欺压自己的族人。
Oftentimes they try to squeeze out more money from the people to line their own pockets.
这通常呢，他们都是要榨取从他们的族人身上榨取更多的钱财。
From this passage, we can see that the attitude of these two men towards other people were totally different.
那这两个人对待他人的态度，我们从这一段经文里可以看出来是相当不同的。
The Pharisee considered himself righteous. In verse 11 to 12, he says, I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
这个法利赛人呢，认为自己是一个义人，所以这里边他就是公然这样祷告，我不向别人啰嗦不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.
我一礼拜进食两次。凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
And he looked down on other men because he thought that he was righteous and they're not.
他把那个人看扁了，他觉得自己是有义的，然后另外一个却不是，所以他是藐视别人的这样一位。
The Pharisee was so sure of himself that he was standing by himself close to the temple in the inner courtyard.
你想象一下，这个法利赛人多么自信呢、然后他站在圣殿的位置，也可以看到他离圣殿这个特别的近。
On the other hand, the tax collector considered himself a sinner.
那这个法利赛人呢，就是独自站在离圣殿近的地方。可是这个税吏呢，他知道自己是个罪人。
He said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
他说：“上帝怜悯我这个罪人。”
He felt so unworthy that he stood far away from the temple.
他是感觉到自己不配啊，所以他远远的站着，不像那个法利赛人。
The Pharisee was standing tall, but the tax collector won't even lift his eyes to heaven.
你想象这个法利赛人这个自己一个高大的形象，可是这个税吏呢，就是连举目望天都不敢。
He is so aware that he's a sinner. The last thing on his mind would be any superiority compared to other men.
所以他对自己是一个罪人的身份是十分敏感的。那他的是最不关心的，就是他和他的同胞同族人的这么一个比较。
Now the attitude of these two men towards God was also totally different.
这个你看，这个税吏是没有任何一个优越感的。你再看这个两个人，他们对神的态度也截然不同。
Now, nominally, the Pharisee's prayer was about thanksgiving.
在名义上呢，这个法利赛人的祷告是祷告是献上向神献上感恩的一个祷告。
He was thanking God that the Pharisee himself was so righteous.
哦，他的感恩是什么呢？是如此感恩他这样的一个义人。
But in fact, he has never given glory to God for his righteousness.
但是他所自称的这个义，却是没有因此而把荣耀归于神。
And never ask God for mercy or grace, because if any righteousness, any good in us, is really all coming from God anyway.
他自己也没有祈求神的怜悯和神的恩典。那如果我们里边没有任何公义可言，没有任何善行可成的话，那都是因为神的怜悯和恩典要临到我们。
This prayer is really not a prayer to God, but really an excuse.To praise himself in front of others.
其实你看这个法利赛人的祷告根本不是向上帝祷告，他是在众人面前要夸赞自己的一个借口而已。
To him, he is this center of the universe, and God is a supporting actor.
所以对他来讲，他就是宇宙的中心，他居然把神看作是一个他表演的一个配角。
On the other hand, the tax collector's prayer was asking for mercy.
那从另外一个方面，我们看到，那税吏的祷告是一个祈求怜悯的求告。
He came to the temple to pray, not to show off.
他来到圣殿是为了祈求神的祝福，并不是要炫耀他自己。
He came to ask for mercy from the God that is the source of it.
他求的要来求的怜悯，因为怜悯的根源出自上帝。
God is so holy that for a sinner like him, he cannot even lift his face towards God.
那在他看来，神是如此的圣洁，他这样的罪人连脸他头都抬不起来，无法面对。
God is not playing a supporting role. God is the central character in him.
在他的祷告当中，神已经不是配角了，却是生命的一个。中心，人的中心。
Jesus went on in his parable to talk about the consequences of pride.
在这个比喻当中，耶稣就继续的来讲述骄傲的后果。
In verse 14, it says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humble."
在十八章的十四节里边，主是这样说：凡自高的必降为卑。
Now, how will one who exalt himself be humbled?
那一个自高自大的人，那怎么样才能降卑呢？
What kind of consequences would pride lead to in our lives?
那么骄傲在我们的生活当中是会带来何等的后果呢？
Now, the most common consequence that we see of pride is that it leads to broken relationships.
我们最常见的这些后果的话，就包括了骄傲就使人际关系会破裂的。
Pride affects not just the person who is proud, but those around him.
那不仅呢，骄傲是影响骄傲的人，也会影响这个骄傲的生命周边的人。
If we don't deal with our pride, it will cause a lot of damage to our relationships.
如果我们不正视我们自己的骄傲的话，这个骄傲会对我们的人际关系造成很大的损害。
The signature response of a proud person when they're making mistakes is that, well, I'm human, no one's perfect.
我们通常会听到这样骄傲的人知道自己知道错了的时候，有一个标志性的一个反应的话语回答，就是说，好吧，那我也是人，没有人是完美的呀。
And they rather say that rather than admitting their own mistake and apologize.
他们宁可就这样说说辞，也不愿意承认自己错了，或者来道歉。
Admitting they're wrong is humiliating.
对他们来讲，如果是认错的话，真的是奇耻大辱。
And they didn't realize that apologizing really doesn't take away your dignity. It actually reveals your honor.
其实他们并没有意识到，我们如果道歉了、认错了，这种行为不会剥夺我们在人面前的尊严，特别会反而会
彰显我们在人前的一个尊贵。
Pride kills friendships.
另外一个呢，骄傲会扼杀我们的友谊啊。
Nobody likes to hang around someone who is proud, who is never admit they're wrong and never apologize and is arrogant and brags on everything.
你想象一下，没有人喜欢与这个夸大的骄傲的人，没有人喜欢与他为伍的。那这些骄傲的人，你别说我们愿意跟他们交往了，那你要常常活在这样的人当中，从一个从来不认错的，也从来不道歉的，却是傲慢吹牛皮的这种人，我们跟他们在一起何等的艰难。
Now, early on, we said that prideful people also get offended very easily.
那之前我们也提到过，就是骄傲的人，他特别容易，被所谓的感觉自己被冒犯了。
Even a small little joke or comment would trigger some kind of angry response from them.
那就是一个小小的，甚至无辜的一个笑谈啊，或者一个漫不经心的一个评论也好。就会引发他们的愤怒的一个反应。
And we don't like to be around such people, and no one dare to criticize them anyway.
我们不愿意跟这些人为伍，也没有人，他们不接受批评指正，也没有人敢批评他们。
Another consequence of pride is that pride goes before ruin and destruction.
另外一个特质是，骄傲在败坏和毁灭之前。
In Proverbs, it tells us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall.
箴言有这样的话，16章18节是这样说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Now, we've seen many examples in history of how ruin and destruction comes to proud people.
我们从历史的教训里边可以看到，这个骄傲实在是导致败坏和毁灭。
Napoleon, the famous French military leader, invaded Russia in 1812.
很多这样的例子，就是拿破仑将军就是一例，在1812年，他要攻打俄国的时候。
He enjoyed a string of military successes before that, and that probably built up his ego.
在这之前，他的确取得了一系列的军事上的胜利，那么他的自负在心里就更加加倍了。
However, even though the Russians were suffering some initial defeat, but Russia's scorched earth tactics and guerrilla warfare drew Napoleon deeper and deeper into Russian territory.
尽管这个俄罗斯人遭受了起初的一些失败，但是他们使用的是焦土政策。诱敌深入，然后做这个使用的游击战术，所以拖延使得他们进一步深入了俄罗斯的领土，那么战争就持续的
And that kept the war going for a much longer time.
所以战争的时间就拖延下来了。
But refusing to admit defeat, Napoleon kept going.
那拿破仑拒不认输，所以他继续的那个征战。
Eventually, it led to a retreat of Napoleon's army when they suffered greatly in the Russian winter.
当这寒冷的俄罗斯的冬天来临的时候，那他不得不最后撤离俄罗斯的领土，所以撤退而失败了。
His ego and pride committed the French army to this.Disastrous ending and resulting in the death of more than 400,000 French soldiers.
所以拿破仑遭受了巨大的这个损失，但是他的自负和他自己的骄傲那带来的那法国军团的一个毁灭性的灾难性的结果，大约有40多万的法军在这一场出征里边丧生。
On the business side, there are many bankruptcies of companies that were brought on by the pride of his leadership team or his CEO.
那在商场上，我们也看到很多这样的破产的这个例子，那都是可以归咎于这个首席执行官的他的骄傲。
A recent example is the story of Elizabeth Holmes.
那最近的一个例子就是伊丽莎白霍姆斯这一个败笔。
She was the CEO of a biotech company called Theranos.
她是一个生物公司 Theranos， 是一个首席的执行官。
At the peak, in 2013, the company was worth $10 billion.
那他们在日如中天之际，也就是2013年的时候，他们的这个估值是大约$10 billion。
100亿。
The
company claims that its medical devices can detect hundreds of diseases with just a few drops of blood.
那这个公司的自称，他们的医疗器械、医疗设备可以只取样几滴血就可以探测出来多种的疾病。
When in fact the FDA would only agree that it can only reliably detect one disease.
可是FDA 这个食品药品检验局只是许可他们有一项可以那个识别的鉴定出来的疾病，一种疾病。
Now there are many many examples of fraud happening in society, but this one example has something that's really interesting to me.
这种欺诈的例子简直是屡见不鲜了，可是这一个就引起了我的注意。
Because in an interview, she admitted that she has built this persona that wasn't authentic.
那她在一次这个 Holmes 接受专访的时候，那她的专访的里边，她承认，她说她要塑造一个不真实的一个形象。
She was wearing black turtlenecks, red lipsticks, messy blonde hair, and then using this exaggerated masculine voice.
他呢，这个被访问的期间，他的衣着啊，他的打扮是穿着一个高领的黑色的高领的毛衣，然后涂着这个鲜艳的口红，然后凌乱的那个金发，还故意的把自己的声音装扮成一个男性的声调。
Why did she put on those pretenses?
那为什么他要装这些假呢？
Because she was imitating one reason, Steve Jobs, who liked to wear black turtlenecks.
那他实际上是要模仿这个 Steve, 乔布斯，就是那个 Apple 的创办人。
他
喜欢穿黑色的高领的衣服毛衣。
She wanted people to think that she is this genius like Steve Jobs.
他想让公众有一个这样的印象，就是他跟这个乔布斯一样的是一个天才。
Maintaining that image of success and genius becomes more important to figuring out a working product.
他要保持这种在技术上是一个技术的天才，这样的一个形象，然后才能他成功的产品可以出产和交付吗？
After being convicted of fraud in 2022, she is now serving time in jail, and the company bankrupted.
在去年22年的时候，她被因为欺诈罪起诉，然后最后定罪，现在服刑的期间，那公司自然也就破产了。
Now, most importantly, pride has spiritual consequences.
那最重要的是，那属灵上的骄傲，骄傲是有属灵上的这个后果的。
Jesus' judgment in verse 14 says that this man, meaning the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other.
那我们主耶稣在经文十四节里边的判明是，这人就是税吏，回家去比那人倒算为义了。
Now, the English translation makes it very clear. This man, tax collector, justified, the Pharisee, not justified.
这个英文说的非常清楚。This man, rather than the other, went home justified. 就是这个人他回家倒算比那个人有益。
What an irony. The one who thought himself was righteous was not justified, but the one who acknowledged his own sinfulness was justified instead.
多么具有讽刺的这一幕呢？想象一下，他自认为自己是义的人，却不算为义，那完全承认自己的无能有罪的这个人却被算为义了。
The one who tithe, who fast, with all the right moral behavior was not justified.
想象一下，又进食又奉献十分之一，然后行为也是比较精准的，那这种人，这种宗教领袖却不算为义在神的面前。
Now initially we may feel that that's kind of unfair.
那我们想象一下，乍一看到这样的情形，那就是不公平啊，我们的反应。
How can someone who lives like this moral life not justified, but this corrupt guy is justified?
那怎么样一个，这是循规蹈矩，好像就过一个道德上可以被人称许的一个生活的人，却不被算为义，而是这样一个腐败败坏的税吏却能够算为义呢？
He may be proud, but isn't this Pharisee better than the other person?
那我们可能会这样的感受，至少在行为上，这个有道德生活的人，那不是比那个更有好吗？
However, when we recognize that even as we try to live a moral life, our hearts are still full of sin and really not up to God's standards.
但你们想象一下，如果我们意识到我们自己靠着自己的努力过着一个有道德水准的这样一个生活的时候，但是我们的内心还是充满了罪恶，那我们永远也达不到上帝所定的标准。
And only then when we recognize our own sinfulness and that only through the blood of Jesus Christ can our sins be forgiven, then and only then can we be counted as righteous before God.
只有我们认识到我们呢，自己的一个罪性，你这个罪性呢，只有通过耶稣基督的宝血才能除掉。那么我们只有在罪得赦免以后，才能在神的面前被算为义。
Jesus concluded the parable in verse 14: For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
那耶稣在十四节就总结了他这段的比喻的教训，他说，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
He said the same sentence in Matthew 23:12 when he was warning against the pride of religious leaders at that time.
在马太福音23:12，那我们的主教导的也是同一句话，用的同一句话，当那个时候他在警告。这个当时的宗教领袖，特别是指出他们的骄傲的时候。
And then Jesus said it yet again in Luke 14:11 when Jesus was talking about the parable of not sitting at the table at the places of honor in a wedding feast.
那我们来到路加福音14，特别是11里边，那耶稣再一次使用同样的话语，当时是他讲的这个来到婚宴的时候要想做高位的那位，他的讲的那个比喻的时候所提到的。
And he said the same, the Bible said the same thing in many, many other places, in such as in Proverbs and in also in 1 Peter 5.
在圣经里边其实有很多类似的这样的警告，比如说在箴言里边，在彼得前书里边都有这样的记录。
And if something is said so many times in the Bible, we better pay attention.
如果这样的话语教导在圣经里边都重复了许多次的话，我们最好要注意了。
Now, you said, how do we humble ourselves? Now, Luke 18 gave us a few examples.
但是你会问自己，那我们怎么样成为谦卑的人呢？那路加福音18倒是给我们了几个例子。
Number one is first to recognize there is no righteousness in us.
首先呢，我们要认识到我们的里边毫无义可言。
We are righteous not because of ourselves.
我们是义人，不是因着我们自己啊。
The tax collector is counted as righteous. In Chinese, it says 算为义。
所以税吏被算为义，称义了，是中文是被算作了义人。
And in the prayer of the Pharisees, he's just thinking, I'm not like other people. He's thinking that he is all good.
那法利赛人的祷告呢？他觉得自己 是个义人，他做的都是对的。
Now, one outcome when we recognize that there is no righteousness in us is that we will confess our sins to God.
你思想一下，如果我们认定我们里边没有义的话，我们就会思想我们所犯的罪。
And that's exactly what the tax collector did, is to confess his sins.
那就是这个税吏他所做的，那他是吐说自己的罪。
When we confess our sins, not only do we receive forgiveness, we also become more sensitive to the areas of our lives that needs transformation from God.
如果我们吐说，我们认罪的话，我们就能够对我们的缺陷，我们犯罪的那个地方，我们就会变得更加敏感。我们也得到宽恕的时候，这种敏感使得我们靠着圣灵能够改变我们的生命吗？
And the second thing is that we should be merciful when we see sin in others.
那我们要第二个呢，就是我们如果看到别人陷在罪中的时候，我们要会生出的是怜悯。
When we see sin around us, our response should not be, oh, thank God, I'm not like that.
那如果我们真是目睹这样的情况，我们能说，哦，感谢神，我真的不像他。
Instead, it really should be mercy towards that person.
相反的，我们里边生发的应该是对那一个罪人生出的怜悯心肠。
And that person needs Jesus' salvation just as much as we do.
因为他也跟我一样非常的急需耶稣的救赎。
Being merciful doesn't mean that we compromise on sin.
那我们有怜悯的心肠，并不意味我们向罪是会妥协。
It doesn't mean that we no longer recognize sin.
也不是说因此我们可以不认我们的罪。
It means that we don't treat others with contempt.
而是我们不带着轻视来看别人。
Now, how can contempt manifest in our lives?
那我们是怎么样能够感受到表现出那种轻蔑别人的态度呢？
And oftentimes it's the way that we talk to other people, in how we not listening to people or interrupting them.
那就是我们对别人不尊重，然后蔑视、嘲笑。或者是常常的打断人家。
Or it could be we just put down or make fun of other people.
那我们可以居高临下的在高位上低看人家，嘲笑人家。
And it could be, you know, sometimes in our body gesture, in our eye rolling or deep sighs.
那可能是我们的我一下忘了这个中文了。
就是
身体的姿势，或者是言语态度吧，对人的一种轻蔑，可以我们能够体会出来。哎，那个人
，being patient, being merciful means that we are patient with others.
我们怜悯就是要对人有一个忍耐的厚的心。
It takes strength to be merciful.
这真的是需要我们有一个能力。才能施行怜悯的。
It takes strength to control our temper,
因为
not lash out at others.
我们是需要这个能力的，是能够控制自己的情绪，那不是突然的对人发怒。
It takes strength to not be judgmental towards others.
是使得我们非有能力不可，才会不会自动的就是判断别人。
A third way to be to overcome, to humble ourselves is to have a servant attitude.
那第三点呢，就是我们是需要有一个仆人的态度才可以。
When we humble ourselves, we don't look to be recognized and put on that pedestal for honor and praise.
我们不是当我们谦卑自己的时候，我们并不是 盼望被别人认可，也不盼望呢我们被人束之高阁，不是束之高阁，放在一个高台上去尊敬，去这个赞许。
Jesus taught us to wash one another's feet in God's family.
那我们的主耶稣教导我们是彼此要洗脚在神的家中。
And recently, I was really thankful because in our church picnic, I witnessed how all of you, many of you, serve one another diligently.
那最近呢，我是那可以做了这样的见证。我们最近教会的野餐，那很多的人在服侍，辛勤的侍奉。
The moment I sent out a request for help, so many of you signed up to help on food preparation, serving food, cleaning up, setting up, leading games, leading songs, taking pictures, welcoming people, all the things that I don't even think of all of them, you all signed up for it in a minute.
当我看到这个需要，我给大家这个送出一个那个通知，需要大家的帮助的时候，我得到了超乎我想象的大家的回应，一同来服侍，比如说准备食物啊，伺候上菜啊，清洁啊，布置啊，带领游戏啊，带领诗歌呀，还有拍照，还有迎新啊。
And so God has enabled us to serve one another in many different ways.
所以上帝会赐给我们这个许多不同的方式，让我们能够彼此服侍神。
Sometimes in front of people and sometimes behind the scenes.
有时候呢是在人前服侍，有时候是在后边服侍。
What matters is our willingness to serve others.
这重要的是，就是我们愿意去服侍别人。
So to summarize, I want to ask you a question.
做一个总结的话，让我问问大家一个问题。
Are we more like the Pharisee or like the tax collector?
那我们更像这个法利赛人呢，还是更像这个税吏呢？
When we examine our attitudes toward men, are we treating ourselves as better than others or are we treating ourselves as fellow sinners?
当我们审视一下自己对别人的这个态度的时候，就显而易见了，我们是以罪人同时罪人的身份去认同，还是我们都是觉得比别人强呢？
Do we recognize the consequences of sin in our lives?
我们有没有意识到这些罪带来的后果在我们的生命当中呢？
Are we listening to Jesus' command to humble ourselves?
我们是否能够听从耶稣所教导他的命令，让我们自卑？
Jesus set an example for us when he served us on the cross, dying for our sins.
那我们的主耶稣他自己做了最美好的榜样，是为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus coming to this world to save us.
我们在天上的父，我们实在是感恩你赐下耶稣，死在为我们的罪死在十字架上。
We cannot boast of our own efforts of righteousness.
没有办法夸耀我们的努力和我们自有的义。
Because any righteousness comes from you.
因为所有一切的义都是从你而来。
Lord, help us to be humble towards others.
主啊，让我们能够谦卑，待人。
Help us to wash each other's feet.
让我们能够彼此洗脚。
So that your name will be glorified.
你的名就得荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.